Topline. President Donald Trump made more than 1,000 stock trades in June, according to an ethics filing published on Saturday, including buying stock in SpaceX over a week after its IPO and trading major tech and defense stocks doing business with the U.S. government, including Palantir. Key facts. The stock trades were published by the Office of Government Ethics, listing over 1,000 individual sales and purchases of shares in June. Although the form does not provide an exact value of each transaction, instead listing a range. Trump's largest single transaction was the June 22 sale of shares of a Vanguard exchange-traded fund, offloading between $5 million and $25 million of the ETF. The other major trades were in major American financial services stocks, including a purchase between $1 million and $5 million of Berkshire Hathaway, and similarly valued purchases of Visa, MasterCard, and Cintas. Trump bought and sold shares of the same company multiple times. For example, he sold shares of Palantir twice, including a sale worth up to $1 million on June 18. But he also bought shares of the company for smaller amounts three times, including a purchase valued between $100,001 and $250,000 on June 24. Trump's accounts also purchased and sold stock in major American tech companies like Meta, Broadcom, Apple, Microsoft, and Nvidia. He also notably bought SpaceX stock worth between $15,001 and $50,000 on June 23, about 11 days after its initial public offering, as the company is poised to make billions of dollars through government contracts for satellites, the Wall Street Journal reported. Key background. The White House has previously insisted Trump's finances were placed in a blind trust after he took office. However, it is still unclear exactly who is controlling these stock transactions. In May, Eric Trump, the president's son and executive vice president of the Trump Organization, said the president's accounts are managed by independent third-party financial institutions. And neither President Trump, his family, nor the Trump Organization has any role in selecting, directing, approving, influencing, or soliciting specific investments. However, Democrats have still called this arrangement into question, as well as the unprecedented volume of trading that has gone on during his second term in office. In a letter signed by Sen. Elizabeth Warren, DMAS, and Rep. Robert Garcia, DCalif, the lawmakers estimate he made 14,000 stock trades in 2025 worth up to $1.06 billion, for an average of about 50 trades per day. Forbes has reached out to the White House for further comment about the most recent trades. In a statement provided to Bloomberg and other outlets, the White House said Trump's stock trades are made using computer-based model portfolios that automatically replicate recognized indexes, such as the Schwab 1000. Big number. $2.4 billion. That's how much Forbes estimates Trump made during his first year back in office in 2025, which far outpaces his $760 million estimated income in 2024. Notably, this figure does not include his stock trades, which were mostly reinvested in the market. Most of this newfound success instead came from his cryptocurrency ventures. Surprising fact. Trump sold stock in Yum Brands, the fast food restaurant operator that owns KFC, Pizza Hut, and Taco Bell, in early June, then bought more in a transaction valued between $1,000 and $15,000 on June 12. This happened about a month before the cyclospora outbreak was linked to lettuce used by Taco Bell restaurants in Michigan and four other states, causing visits to plummet. Yum Brands' stock price cratered in July, but has since recovered slightly and is up 3.8% for the month.